game one tonight. Starting off the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics return, and they see the Heat, a team that they last saw in the conference finals in 2020 in the bubble. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. Gary, thanks for joining us. You were one of the few reporters, local reporters at least, who were down in the bubble for that finals in 2020.
Yes, I was. Yeah, I saw firsthand that series and how painful it was, and a difficult series for the Celtics, and it's very reminiscent from 2 years ago, having just beat the number one seed, kind of going seven games, feeling like you've seen it all. And I think the thing for the Celtics is not to think that they've seen it all, to understand that there's a new challenge and be ready for it.
So, Gary, since you were down there and you said this is reminiscent, especially coming off of a seven-game series that they did, seeing the Bucks compared to that Toronto series they had in the bubble, how similar or different is this team? Obviously, it's a lot of the same guys, but we're 2 years out.
Yeah, Megan, you have a more mature, different Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I think that's the thing to focus on here. And number two, Robert Williams. Robert Williams in that series and that playoff run in 2020 was still getting his feet wet, making a lot of mistakes. Brad Stevens couldn't really trust him in certain situations. Now he's a completely different player. I think that adds to the element. Veterans coming off the bench. There was no Al Horford 2 years ago. He was in that one ill-fated year with the 76ers. You have a Daniel Tice. Daniel Tice played a major role a couple of years ago. Now he's a backup center. You have a more polished Marcus Smart. Now, who knows? You know, we'll see. We'll find out later if he plays tonight with his injured foot. But a more polished Marcus Smart. In the bubble, Marcus was chucking the threes. He was three-point Marcus in the bubble. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. So, yeah, I think they're a different team than 2 years ago, but I think the mentality has to be different also in terms of how you take this Miami team. You can't look at them and say, well, they don't have Giannis, we're okay. They have a lot of weapons. They play a very good coaching, one of the best coaches in the NBA. So I think Ime Udoka is going to have his guys prepared for a different challenge.
So, all right, Gary, so I see that the Heat are doing the whole disrespect card thing again, right? Like, they're playing that angle. And actually, you know, based on the series that they went through and the series that the Celtics went through, I mean, like, what did they really, like, I get it. Like, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but the Celtics had a tougher road, had a bigger challenge, as opposed to the Heat, who really went through Atlanta and went through just a discombobulated Philadelphia 76ers team. Should the Celtics be worried about them like they were the Bucks?
I do think they need to be worried about them like they do the Bucks. I think they're another formidable opponent. I mean, it's funny. I mean, Miami, it's not like, it's sort of like football. Like, Miami claims itself to be a market that gets largely ignored, even though it's Miami. And they, you know, I remember Bam Adebayo saying, well, I didn't get enough, defensive player of the year votes because we're not on TV a lot. So they're claiming the small market thing, but it is Miami. It's a place that a lot of people would love to play. It's a huge city with a huge population. So the small market thing, or no one pays attention to us, is kind of ridiculous. But that's the card that they push. And I think that they've been overlooked this year because they've kind of just gone along their way. They've been, you know, they've had a lot of injuries. They don't have a super duper star. I mean, if you consider Jimmy Butler a superstar, some people do. Bam Adebayo is one of the better centers in the NBA. Kyle Lowry, we've seen him for years, pestered the Celtics in Toronto. Now he's, you know, he won't play in game one, but he's on this team. Victor Oladipo, you know, who had his moments in Indiana a few years ago, is healthy again. So they have a bunch of guys. You know, they have a bunch of guys who come, some from nothing. Max Strus, the former Celtic guy who, you know, was released so they can keep Taco Fall. You know, there's guys with stories. So they feel that they have that chip on their shoulder. And that's that, quote-unquote, as you guys hear, the Heat culture, which, you know, sometimes gets played a little bit too much.
All right, we're talking to Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe here in the Harbor One Hotline. And Gary, last series, obviously the Bucks giving them all the three-pointers in the world with the bigs underneath the basket. And I know Bam Adebayo is there to be better perimeter defense. Do you expect or do you want to see the Celtics maybe be more aggressive taking it to the basket just as opposed to what you saw in that Milwaukee game series?
Yeah. Lou, you got to challenge Adebayo. You got to get him into some foul trouble. I mean, that's the thing. I think 2 years ago, the Celtics couldn't guard him. Okay? I mean, he just wore out Daniel Tice. Robert Williams wasn't experienced enough, so he had his lay of the land a couple of years ago. This time, you got Al Horford. You've got a more experienced Robert Williams, a more experienced Daniel Tice, and you got to go at him to get him in foul trouble. That's his bugaboo, is fouls. You can't just treat him like he's, you know, Shaq or Hakeem or Giannis in there. You can't be afraid. You know, they've got to challenge Miami's defense. They've got to move the ball. They've got to hit open shots and get open shots, you know, and they can win this series quite easily if they do that. They have the talent to win this series. It's just, you know, the fourth quarter, the toughness. Can they grind it out? Because they dominated the series for the first three quarters of those games in 2020, but they lost in the fourth. And they, because they were out tough, they were pushed around in the fourth quarter. That's the question about this series.
Gary, we heard from Ime Udoka today that Marcus Smart is still feeling pretty sore. We haven't gotten an update about his availability tonight. From you reading the tea leaves, do you think that he'll be available tonight? And where will the Celtics be without him if he is out?
You know, Megan, I think they'll try. Okay, I think he'll try, he'll work out, but I also think they say, listen, if he needs two more days off and he'll be ready for game two, remember, he missed game two against the Bucks, you know, with the quad injury. They think they can get by without him for a game. I don't think if it's something to risk long term, you throw him out there at 60% and hope he works. You don't do that. You make sure he gets that extra 2 days and he's ready for game two. And I think if he's not there, they'll start Derek White, and you got a lot of more minutes from Peyton Pritchard. They'll have Jason Tatum bringing the ball up before. I think they'll be okay without him. They were able to win game two against the Bucks without Marcus Smart, but you'd like to have him in there for his grit and his toughness, his defense against guys like Butler and Tyler Hero. I mean, that's a guy I think they're going to need to focus on, because if you remember, he dropped 37 on him coming off the bench in the bubble, and did the, you know, the stank face and all that. He kind of talked trash. There's a guy that they're going to look at. He's the sixth man of the year. They need to defend him. So you're going to need Marcus for that. But I think they'll go long term with this and keep him maybe out tonight, and then so he's ready for game two.
All right, so we're talking to Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe. Gary, am I going to get the premier matchup that I'm hoping to get, this Jimmy Butler versus Jason Tatum? Like, were those two guys directly defend each other? Because I was just looking, they didn't really directly defend each other that much during the regular season. I think this is what everybody wants, right?
That's what everybody wants. But both teams do a lot of switching. So you'll see them on each other at particular times. Now, let's be honest. If Jason has it going in the fourth quarter, Jimmy's going to ask to guard him. So I think fourth quarter, you will see a lot of Jimmy Butler on Jason Tatum. I think Butler is going to take this as a personal challenge, like he does everything, and try to shut down the opposing team's best player. That's why there could be more emphasis and more pressure on Jaylen Brown to perform in this series, because I think Miami's going to come up with a defense and try to neutralize Jason Tatum, just like they did a couple years ago with Tatum. And, you know, they kind of neutralized Kemba Walker. You know, Eric Spoelstra, one of the top coaches in the NBA, he's going to have a strategy we haven't seen, whether it's a crazy zone defense, you know, a 2-2-1, whatever it is, to throw the Celtics into some confusion, and the Celtics are going to be ready for that.
Talking to Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe. Gary, one concern I have is about my guy, who has been absolutely fantastic in the postseason, but Al Horford. The amount of minutes he has been playing with the every other night right now, is that a concern with you and one of the reasons why you need to see more of Robert Williams?
Yeah, I think they need to give Robert some more minutes, because Al kind of wore down a little bit probably after that 30-point game in game four against the Bucks. You know, he's 35 years old. He'll be 36 next month. So, yeah, this is not a guy you want to play 40, 41 minutes a game, but you hope that he can kind of regenerate it, you know, jump into the cocoon pool and come back and give them quality minutes. And I do think you know, even though he's not scoring a lot, I think he contributes a great amount defensively and stretching the floor and also rebounding. So that's something they didn't have 2 years ago against the Heat. They didn't have a guy, a veteran defender in the paint who could stick with Bam Adebayo. So I think they'll say, listen, Al, you don't need to score in this series. Just defend and rebound, and we'll be fine. You have Jalen and Jason and then Marcus, Derek White, other guys, Peyton Pritchard come off the bench and who can score. Grant Williams, the three-point king. They have guys who can score. Their key is going to be defense in the paint.
Gary, Tyler Hero from the Heat got Sixth Man of the Year. He's been a little more inconsistent through the playoffs. How worried are you about him being somebody who comes off the bench and just a total spark for the Heat in some crunch moments for them?
Yeah, Megan, he's a shot maker. I mean, he's a guy who can, you know, take you off the dribble, make a floater off the glass. He can hit the three. He can get really hot, and that's what you want to avoid. You know, he's a guy who's a streaky player. I think the Celtics fans have seen that over the years. He can drop the ball in the bucket. So you don't want him getting hot. You don't want him hitting five or six threes in a row. You know, and they also have Max Strus. I mentioned before, the former Celtic guy who, you know, got cut a couple years ago. So I'm sure he has an axe to run. He's become a starter and a very good three-point shooter, kind of replacing Duncan Robinson. And they also have Victor Oladipo. But I think Hero is a guy that they're going to have to focus on. He's one of those guys that, like, you know, he can come in and score 10, 15, you know, straight points in terms of the way he can shoot. And they've got to contain him. They got to cut that off. They have to play sound defense in this series. Don't let Miami get going from the three-point line. I think they'll be fine.
All right, Gary, so who wins the series?
I think the Celtics in six. I think they've learned from their experience a couple years ago. I think they're a better team and more mature, and they're probably a little tougher under Ime Udoka. I think Udoka is going to be prepared for anything they have to give. And I don't think, like you said, I don't think Miami's been tested in the postseason, kind of beating a shorthanded Atlanta team and then, you know, beating Philadelphia with all the chaos going over there. So I think this is the first time they've really been tested, and I think the Celtics will be ready for them.
All right. Well, this is Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe on the Harbor One Hotline. Gary, hey, thanks so much, and enjoy it down in Miami, game one.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. There you have it. Gary Washburn.